UJohane isahluko sesithupha. Emva kwalokhu uJesu wasuka waya ngaphetsheya kolwandle lwaseGalile olungolwaseTiberiyasi. Lamlandela ixuku elikhulu ngoba lalibone izibonakaliso azenza kulabo abagulayo. UJesu wenyukela entabeni wahlala phansi khona labafundi bakhe. IPhasika umkhosi wabaJuda lalisondele. Wathi uJesu ephakamisa amehlo akhe, wabona ixhuku elikhulu lisiza kuye. Wathi kuFilipho,
"Siza kuthenga ngapi izinkwa ukuze laba bantu badle na?"
Watsho lokhu emlinga, ngoba yena wayekwazi azakukwenza. UFilipho wamphendula wathi,
"Izinkwa zamadola angamachumi amabili zingebanele ukuba ilowo lalowo azuze ingcosana nje."
Omunye wabafundi bakhe uAndrea umfowabo kaSimoni Petro wathi kuye,
"Kukhona umfana lapha olezinkwa ezinhlanu zebhali, inhlanzi ezimbili, kodwa ziyini kwabaningi kangaka na?"
UJesu wathi,
"Bahlaliseni phansi."
Wakukhona utshani obunengi kuleyo ndawo, ngakho amadoda ahlala phansi, ubunengi bawo babungaba zinkulungwane ezinhlanu. UJesu wasezithatha izinkwa, esebongile wababela labo ababehlezi phansi, lenhlanzi wababela njengokuthanda kwabo. Bathi sebedlile basutha, wathi kubafundi bakhe,
"Buthani imvuthuluka eseleyo ukuze kungachitheki lutho."
Basebebutha bagcwalisa izitsha ezilitshumi lambili ngemvuthuluka yezinkwa ezinhlanu zebhali eyasalayo kulabo abadlayo. Wathi abantu bebona isimangaliso asenzileyo bathi,
"Impela lo nguye umprofethi omele ukuza emhlabeni."
Wathi uJesu esebona ukuthi bazakuza, bambambe ngamandla ukumbeka abe yinkosi. Wamunyukela futhi entabeni eyedwa. Sekuhlwile abafundi bakhe behlela olwandle, bangena emkolweni, baqala ukuwelela ngaphetsheya kolwandle ukuya eKapenawume. Kwasekumnyama, uJesu wayengakafiki kibo. Lwavuka ulwandle ngoba umoya olamandla wawuvunguza. Sebegwedlile amakhilomitha amane ingabe amahlano, babona uJesu ehamba phezu kolwandle esondela emkolweni. Bethuka kodwa wathi kibo,
"Yimi, lingesabi."
Wangkhona bevuma ukumamukela emkolweni, wasufika umkolo elizweni ababesiyakilo. Ngakusasa ixuku elalimi ngaphetsheya kolwandle labona ukuthi umkolo wawumunye lapho, lokuthi uJesu wayengangenanga emkolweni kanye labafundi bakhe, kodwa abafundi bakhe babehambe bodwa. Kodwa imikolo evela eTiberias yafika eduze lendawo lapho badla khona isinkwa emva kokuba inkosi isibongile. Kwathi abantu sebebonile ukuthi uJesu wayengekho lapho kanye labafundi bakhe, bangena emikolweni baya eKapenawume bedinga uJesu. Bathi sebemfumene ngaphetsheya kolwandle bathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, ufike nini lapha na?"
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
Ngiqinisile ngidikini, kalingidingi ngoba labona izibonakaliso, kodwa ngoba ladla lasutha izinkwa. Lingasebenzeli ukudla okuphelayo, kodwa sebenzelani ukudla okuhlala kuze kube yikuphila okungapheliyo, eza kulinika khona indodana yomuntu, ngoba uNkulunkulu uyise ubeke kuyo uphawu lwakhe.
Basebesithi kuye,
"Siza kwenzani ukuze senze imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu?"
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yiwo lo ukuba likholwe kuye amthumileyo."
Ngakho bathi kuye,
"Pho wenza isibonakaliso bani ukuba sibone sikholwe kuwe na? Usebenzani na?"
"Okhokho badla imana enkangala, njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi wabanika isinkwa esivela ezulwini ukuba badle."
UJesu wasesithi kibo,
"Ngiqinisile ngidikini, kwakungesuye uMose owalinika isinkwa esivela ezulwini, kodwa uBaba ulinika isinkwa soqobo esivela ezulwini. ngoba isinkwa sikaNkuluNkulu siyiso esehla sivela ezulwini esinika ukuphila emhlabeni.
Basebe sithi kuye,
Nkosi, sinike leso sinkwa njalo njalo.
UJesu wathi kibo,
isinkwa sokuphila yini? Lo oza kimi ngasezukulanga, nalo okholwa kimi ngasezukonga. Kodwa ngithe kini, lingibonile kodwa kalikholwa. Bonke uBaba anginika bona bazakuza kimi, lozayo kimi angisoze ngimxothe isibili. Ngoba ngehlile ezulwini kungasukuba ngenze intando yami, kodwa ngenze intando yalo ongithumileyo. Lokhu kuyintando yalo ongithumileyo, ukuba ngingalahlekelwa langoyedwa wabo bonke anginike bona, kodwa ngibavuse ngosuku lokugcina. Ngoba lokhu kuyintando kwaBaba ukuthi lo lalo obona indodana akholwe kiyo abe lokuphila okungapheliyo, ngiza kumvusa ngosuku lokugcina.
AbaJuda basebemsola ngoba wathi,
ngiyisinkwa esehla ezulwini.
Bathi ke,
lo kasuye uJesu indodana kaJosefa, uyise lo nina esibaziyo na?
Utsho kanjani pho ukuthi ngehle ngivela ezulwini na?
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
lingasoli phakathi kwenu. Gakho ongeza kimi uba uBaba ongithumileyo engamdonsi, mina ngiza kumvusa ngosuku lokugcina. Kulotshiwe kubaprofeti ukuthi bonke baza kufundiswa nguNkulunkulu. Ilo lalo omzwileyo uBaba wafunda uyeza kimi. Kayisikho ukuthi ukhona ombonileyo uBaba, kuphela yena ovela kuNkulunkulu nguye ombonileyo uBaba. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, yena okholwayo ulokuphila okungapheliyo. Mina ngiyisinkwa sokuphila. Okhokho benu badla imana enkangala, kodwa bafa. Ngikhuluma ngesinkwa esehla sivela ezulwini, ukuba umuntu asidle sona angafi. Mina ngiyisinkwa esiphilayo esehla sivela ezulwini. Uba umuntu esidla lesi sinkwa, uza kuphila kokuphela. Isinkwa engiza kusinika siyinyama yami, engiza kuyinikela ngenxa yokuphila komhlaba.
AbaJuda basebephikisana bodwa besithi,
lo angasinika kanjani inyama yakhe siyidle na?
Ngakho uJesu wasesithi kibo,
ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, uba lingadli inyama yendodana yomuntu linathe igazi layo, kalinakuphila phakathi kwenu. Odla inyama yami anathe igazi lami kulokuphila okungapheliyo. Ngiza kumvusa ngosuku lokugcina, ngoba inyama yami iyikudla isibili, legazi lami lingokunathayo isibili. Odla inyama yami anathe igazi lami uhlala kimi, lami ngihlala kuyo. Njengalokhu uBaba ophilayo ungithumile, nami ngiphila ngoBaba. Ngakho ongidlayo laye uza kuphila ngami. Lesi yisinkwa esehla sivela ezulwini, kungenjengesinkwa okhokho benu abasidlayo bafa. Yena odla lesi sinkwa uza kuphila kokuphela.
Watsho lezi zinto esinagogeni efundisa eKapenawume. Wathi abanengi kubafundi bakhe besizwa lokhu bathi,
lilikhuni leli lizwi, ngubani ongalizwa na?
Kodwa uJesu esazi phakathi kwakhe ukuthi abafundi bakhe bayasola ngalokhu, wathi kibo,
kuyaliconula lokhu na? Pho liza kuthini uba libona indodana yomuntu isenyukela lapho yayikhona kuqala na? Kungumoya onika ukuphila, inyama kayisizi kulo. Amazwi esengiwakhulume kini angumoya, ayikuphila. Kodwa bakhona abanye kini abangakholwayo.
Ngoba uJesu wakwazi ekuqaleni ukuba ngubani abangakholwayo lokuba ngubani oza kumnikela, wasesithi,
kungenxa yalokhu ngithe kini, ngakho ongeza kini engakunikwanga ngubani.
Emva kwalokhu abanengi babafundi bakhe babuyela emuva, kababe besahamba laye. UJesu wasesithi kwabalitshumi lambili,
lani lithanda ukuzihambela na?
USimoni Petro wamphendula wathi,
Nkosi, sizabuya kubani na? Amazwi okuphila okungapheliyo akuwe. Siyakholwa, sesisazi ukuthi wena ungongcwele kaNkulunkulu.
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
kanti kalingikhethanga lina abalichumi lambili na, kodwa ke omunye wenu ungumoya omubi.
Wayekhuluma ngoJudasi indodana kaSimoni Iskariyoti, ngoba kuye owayeza kumnikela engomunye wabalichumi lambili.